This Delta variant's getting pretty serious.
Sorry, that's wrong one. I meant to hit this one.
Oh, yeah!
Oh. Nice. Real mature, dude. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Walkie slash.
I'm not even pressing anything anymore.
You spammed it. Look at this.
You're going to rue the day that you gave us this fucking soundboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by that, I mean the people who listen to this podcast are.
Yeah. You know, it took us 4 years to get one. We're going to make you regret supporting us this
long. Who's doing that now? Oh, okay. Okay.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinybk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
We said that at the, day number one of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
When we were first doing it, it'd be cool to have a soundboard. And it took us like 4.5 years, and now finally we have one.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah. People pay for this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
This has to stop.
So it has to stop.
I can stop it at any moment.
Right. Stop it now.
Make it so that no one can do sounds.
Stop it now.
Save us from ourselves, dude.
But also as a note, everyone has one. So Kyle has one. I have one. Zach has one.
Oh, God.
Has one.
Oh, even Lord.
Candace can go off. Candace
does Cash have one?
Crazy.
No, Cash doesn't have
Cash
one.
Cash just should have one.
Yeah, he should have one. You could just do it vocally, though. You could just...
Yeah, perfect. I need
that
one.
I can't mute that one.
I need that one so I can hype myself up if we're freestyling on this podcast.
Perfect.
Oop. Uh-oh. Sorry. Nothing.
He's heating up.
Nothing. That wasn't a cough.
What'd you just do?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. Thought you farted.
We're back. We're back in the ship.
We are
ship.
Back. Beamed
it feels
up.
Good. We're back in the ship. We're recording a little bit early today. Normally we'd be recording tomorrow, but some shit is, you know, we're getting some maintenance done on the ship.
Yeah.
So we're recording.
This broadcast going out because we're going to be live.
This goes out like on Thursday after the show.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. So the show has been happened.
The show has already happened. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We worked really hard on it.
Hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak too much on anything because I don't know some of what we're going to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just
hope you enjoyed it.
That's all it was meant to be.
But I was going to say, it is Monday. We want to watch Dana's most recent Fuck It Friday.
Yeah, just to start off the week.
Yeah.
Or no, I guess this would be to end their week. Let's not talk about the meta. Everyone, it's Thursday night or Friday morning. Let's just kick things off with a Fuck It Friday. We've been on a roll with that. So
let's do it.
Let it rip.
Sticks. Flour.
I love that he teaches you how to make it.
Yeah.
You beat the eggs with some water. Crushed cornflakes.
Eating those eggs.
Crushed walnuts. White sesame seed. Black sesame seed.
This looks like bird food.
You're going to take them, put them in the fryer for 4 minutes at 200 degrees Celsius.
Right, that's looking good.
And then you eat them right out of the fryer.
Put some honey
too
on
fucking
top
hot.
Of it, some dried fig. And some green shit.
Did he say some green shit?
Yeah, give it a shot.
Okay.
I don't crazy. I didn't tell you this. I don't like walnuts.
Oh no!
Am I fired?
It's easy to make, and I like it. Thumbs up for the statistics and grease. What's up, everybody?
There it is, the grease edition.
I got in trouble for not nailing the Kingpin reference. I guess Kingpin is, what was Kingpin from? Spider-Man, yeah, I say it's from Batman.
I saw that, yeah. People were freaking the fuck out. Marvel definitely ruined people's Saturdays with that.
Marvel community,
yeah.
I don't even know if it's Marvel. See, I'm already getting it messed up. They're already saying, like, I got, like, straight-up death threats.
Did you actually?
Yeah, like, you better correct that on the next episode. We're going to kill your entire
kill
family.
Kill you and your family.
We're going to call Kingpin to kill your entire family.
Down your house.
Yeah, so actually my entire family is at the basement of this boat right now. Because, you know, maritime laws.
Right.
Can't do shit about it.
Right, that's true. Yeah.
You know?
What's up? It's fucking Friday. I'm out here in international waters.
Bro, I love it. He's like... I didn't tell you this. I don't like walnuts. He just grabs her by the neck and throws her over the side.
Exactly.
She just says, oh, no.
I didn't tell you this, but I don't like walnuts. Luckily, I'm too fucked up to even taste anything right now. We're in international waters. I just did 5 shots of Howlerhead and 2 lines of ketamine.
And we're going to kill Valentina. Folks, you've been asking for a long time. I'm going to kill a woman for fucking Friday.
Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. You guys have been asking for a long time.
I'm going straight to hell, dude. I'm going to kill someone's daughter for fucking Friday. Maritime laws.
So fucked up. Oh, man.
We're going to kill one underperforming staff today. You guys have been asking for a long time. We're going to drown someone from the staff.
Today for fucking Friday. We're going to make an example out of one of our staff.
We're going to pour hot oil on his neck.
We're going to deep fry Steven, the intern.
Huh? What?
We're going to deep fry Steven and eat him.
Jesus, looks like a firecracker went off on his face.
Not a fan, actually. Steven, tastes like dog food, not a fan.
Oh my God, man. So in honor of that.
That's demented Dana White.
Yeah, demented Dana White. No, dude, devilish Dana White.
We caught Steven stealing out of the freezer. So we're going to embellish his gluttony a little bit and feed him deviled eggs till he fucking explodes.
Eat up, Steven.
I don't want any.
Say it. It's fucking Friday.
It's fucking Friday.
It sure is, Steven.
Boar on the floor.
Boar on the floor.
There are no rules. Get on the floor. Well, that's a Succession man. Reference. That is an elitist thing for if you have an HBO Max.
By the way, season 3 is coming out.
I cannot wait.
Oh, you know what I started watching? Mm. Hold on. Before we get into that, we have our own fucking Friday that we want to do.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to have.
Yeah.
Luke is surprising us with something. Yeah, it's Monday today, so it's...
But that's what I'm saying. It's Thursday night, probably midnight. It is probably people.
So it is
Friday.
Fucking Friday. Fuck it, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in space, too, it's weird. Like, in 10 minutes, it will be Friday.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
It's just a strange
thing
up here.
So we're going to eat something right now.
Candace, can we get that fucking Friday in?
Beaming now.
Oh, yeah!
There we go.
Damn,
what do we got? What do we got here, Candace?
Let us know.
So I'll let y'all know. They are 2 dessert items. One is a sushi crepe, and one is... called a bash burger. It is a burger covered in chocolate with fruit inside.
Oh, that actually looks fucked up.
Well,
I hate that.
My acid reflux is gonna fire up if I even.
You have to have a little piece of it.
Yeah,
a little something.
Just a small.
You want some of this?
Well, yeah, I'll trade you.
Hold on, let me eat one of these first.
Was that is that actually a fish in it?
No. It's just
I know. So it was a joke. Caramelized fish.
Like it's Toro with caramel sauce.
It has bluefin tuna with white vanilla sprinkled on top.
So this is a dessert crepe, you said?
Yes, and it has cookie butter as the drizzle.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You got to reach.
Mm-hmm. That's fucked up, actually. Like, in a good way.
I'm a fan.
I didn't tell you this, Luke. But I don't like dessert.
Well, then
hit him with the hot oil.
Well, then this series is going to suck for you.
This looks disgusting. Who would ever order this? What is this supposed to be? Like a brunch item?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is so stupid.
I think it is a dessert item.
Who would get this for dessert?
Yeah, you wouldn't want that after anything.
Look at this. I don't want that. Look at that.
It looks better in the photos.
What? Is that a pancake? What is that?
It's actually pretty good.
All right, let me get a piece of this thing.
You know what? That's a lot better than I thought it would be.
I was trying to cut a piece, but fuck it. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eat that right in the mic.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Right in there.
Mm.
The fuck is this?
We're fucking up your Friday with these mouth noises. That's good, right? The cereal in there is good.
What is covering this?
It is Kinder Bueno white chocolate and cookie butter.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's going to be listening like, wow, Noel likes something. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit, they really did it. Oh, my God. Candace, you did it. Must be that good. He's not complaining. Oh, my God.
We're still going to kill Luke, though.
Yeah. We're going to burn him with hot oil.
It's fucking Friday. We're going to kill our producer. What's up, guys? I'm here in Greece with Gary Vee.
Okay, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Yeah,
this is what I was. I brought this up before we started recording, but you know, one of my favorite podcasts of all time is How I Built This.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I'm saving it for right now.
I know. I'm saving it. That was so quick. I felt like I was doing a Channel 5 interview right there. Hey, man, you got to look. I know. I'm saving it.
Oh, did you watch his newest one on Q?
No.
Nah. The Q conference?
No, nah, not yet.
Dude, it's rough. It is so good, first of all, but like sad, you know?
Can't wait.
It's like the first interview is this lady. I'll jump back to what I was saying before, but after this. The first interview that he does is like this... You know, like probably like late 40s.
Are you good?
No, I'm saving it. Oh, I'm saving that burp.
Do you want us to fly those out?
No. Leave them there.
Sorry, was that? Did I just sound like I was dying?
We're not gonna make it, dude. Oh my god, dude. Lady,
are you good? I don't know, honestly. So it's this lady.
Yeah.
And she's like mid.
She's mid? She's mid. It's this lady. She's kind of mid, honestly.
I was gonna say she's like mid 50s, probably something like that, right? So she's older. What?
She's like 50 years old, but she's mid.
Yeah, she's super mid. Yeah, mid 50s.
Yeah. And
oops, nothing.
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 Nothing. There's nothing.
She. What was I even gonna say?
I don't think he's good.
I don't think I'm good.
All right.
Those burps was like the gas that escapes your body as you're dying.
Yeah. This lady in her mid 50s. Oh.
He's masking up.
Oh, wow. Cash put his mask on.
No, the cough isn't from COVID, it's from vaping. No, I'm kidding.
You were vaping one.
No.
Oh man, this COVID's fucking me up. Yeah, so I was rolling up.
Okay, but it's not even worth it anymore. Basically, it's like the first interview that he does is this older lady who's like very clearly like Midwest, you know, family, like has kids and husband or had them at one point, and then like got sucked down this Q rabbit hole on Facebook, started watching all these videos, and now like fully believes in Q.
Okay.
Anon. QAnon.
Yeah.
And you could tell it was like really sad. She's like just talking about how she's like worried for her family and how they like don't talk anymore. And like, you know, this lady essentially got brainwashed and now she like lost her family because they're all like, mom's insane. It's fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
L.
Anyways. Yeah. Big L, honestly. That's why she's super mid.
L life decision, dude.
Okay, How I Built This, my favorite podcast.
Yeah.
So on the weekend they tweeted and they said, who, like, this is a quote from the newest episode, who do you think it is? And the quote was like, when I started talking about business stuff, all of a sudden everyone in all the comments said, you're the wine guy, you're not a business guy, you can't talk about business stuff. That was the quote, and all the replies were Gary V. And I was like, all right, I'm stoked for this one.
Yeah,
because we take little shots at Gary V.
Yeah.
On our podcast, we've been known to do that.
Yeah.
Right? He embellishes a lot. He's a pretty exaggerated guy.
Yeah.
So we poke fun at him sometimes, right? So I was excited to listen to this because I actually want to know a story. I don't really know anything about him besides his like obnoxious internet personality.
Same.
It's actually a really interesting story.
Okay.
And I like him more now that I listen to this.
Wow.
He was like the son of two immigrants they're from like Russia or something like that. I forget where. And he like started this YouTube channel. It was the first YouTube show reviewing wine.
Okay.
He basically like taught himself how to review wine and how to drink wine and taste wine. So like taught his palate all these different flavors, would like go home and buy a whole bunch of spices, like whatever people said the wine had like hints of, he would go buy that stuff and train his palate on how to detect it. And then he started the first ever YouTube show about wine. And that's what he did for the first like 5 years, is he sold wine and he reviewed wine. And so he's a kind of like a...
he's like a wino.
He's a what?
He's a wino.
He's a wino. Yeah. Or no, he's a... What was he called at a restaurant?
Sommelier?
A savant. A sommelier. Yeah, sommelier.
What do they call him sommelier at a restaurant? The annoying fucking person.
Yeah.
I was trying to sell you liquor and you're like, no, get out of here.
Yeah.
I just want water.
Yeah. That guy.
Sorry.
I linked one of his his show was called Wine. I forget what it was called, Wine and Something. And he brought it back last year or something like that. But it's actually really interesting, like watching him review a wine.
Got it.
I wanted us both to watch it just so you get the
vibe.
Yeah, it's not really that funny. It's just kind of interesting.
Wine Library TV. Nice.
Yeah, that's what it was. Wine Library TV. Always going in for a second one. Okay. What do you got, Gary?
Gorgeous acidity throughout this wine. A banana peel meets Granny Smith apple. Mid palate. Huge acid on the finish. I still am tasting it. Gorgeous acidity. Now, why is acidity important? When I taste this wine, I know I can use it to cut through a lot of seafoods, scallops, oysters, clams. You get into that seafood line.
It's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Dude knows what the fuck he's talking about. Or he's just making everything up as he goes.
Just like everything else.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I kind of think maybe that's what it is.
Great after shooting a pistol. This is the wine to drink after shooting.
After making an example out of one of my staff members, this is the wine I drink.
This is the wine I would drink after pouring hot oil on one of my employees. I mean, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting because I just didn't know this side of him at all. This is what he did for like years and then basically started investing. And now he's
hard fucking pivot, man. Yeah. So I was doing wine for like 5 years. Then I became a millionaire business personality.
That's basically it.
Good for the V, man.
Yeah.
Good for GV. So
I thought it was interesting to see the other side of him. You know, we see the exaggerated, demented. The demented side of him.
Yeah. This is Gary V behind closed doors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is he married?
I don't know. I never know. Like, I don't know.
You think Gary?
I never know that talks? About people.
What?
Nothing.
I never know if people are in a
relationship. I don't know if people are married or not. I'm really bad at telling. You know?
Do you think he fucks?
See, this is what I mean is like people like this where it just seems like all they do is work.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, he is married. There she is.
Lizzie.
When do they fuck?
Knowing them, they're trying all kinds of new experimental drugs and from different companies they're invested in and different ways to have sex.
Yeah.
And who knows,
yeah.
man?
Yeah. Lizzie, today I've come home with a cock ring and I think we should try it.
She's like, sure. No, dude, I just had a bad one.
What?
I'm trying a new set of edible oils to put in your lady's vagina. I'm going to go in for a taste now.
What are you getting on the mid palate?
She's just sitting there with her legs open. He's got the cup. Gorgeous acidity on her pussy right now. Mid palate, still taste the acid. This is great for cutting through seafood.
I'm getting banana peel meets gushin' granny
apple.
Banana peel meets gushin' granny. I'm getting banana peel meets fapple.
A little bit of that Mountain Dew mix in there.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I'm happy Gary Vee is doing what he does now. I like Gary Vee much more as a demented, deranged business guy.
Yeah.
His wine personality is just sort of, it's too wholesome.
Yeah, no, I agree. So did I ruin it?
What?
Did I ruin the lore?
No. Because that was Gary before he knew what was inside him, you know what I'm saying?
That is true.
When he unlocked that second layer. Because we saw hints of it.
Yeah.
We started talking about the business. His eyes lit up.
Yeah.
The market?
Yeah.
Oh, that was our guy right there.
Yeah, that is true. I guess everyone has that like villain moment, you know?
Yeah.
Where they transition.
He became a business butterfly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Marked with a Cash App link on his back.
Yeah.
Oh, that is interesting. So did you listen to the rest of the podcast or?
I'm halfway done it. I'm right as he's trying to be an investor now.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But I think he invested in like Twitter and like a bunch of companies super early on.
Yeah, so he's set.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Dude, it's chilling. Yeah, that's the part you gotta love is the craziest people. I feel like they make the most money because they just knock down doors and get into conversations and there are no limits.
Yeah.
You know, Gary Vee's exactly the kind of guy to meet Jack at a party 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Jack's like, I want to create this web platform. He's like, you should do it.
Yeah.
I want to be in.
Yeah.
Jack's like, this guy's a fucking psycho.
Do you like wine, by the way? This one has such a gorgeous acidity. Jack's like, this guy's a freak. Let's put this guy on our platform immediately.
Do you like wine? Picture your whole family.
Picture your whole family drowning in wine.
Picture your whole family chained up, squashing grapes with their feet till they bleed. Oh, man. Yeah, there it is. What else happened this weekend, man?
So, did you watch the CoffeeZilla finale?
I did, man.
It was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
What a strange place to end up.
Crazy story. I mean, I guess the conclusion was that Kay is the founder of it, right? He was the guy that made it?
Essentially.
Yeah.
Him and Sam Pepper are just, it's either one of them, if not the both of them. It just, bro, it makes you wonder if any federal person will catch wind of it and give a shit.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like championing like sending someone to jail, but that's just bad, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad to like to do that and then act like you were just kind of like a puppet.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Like his apology video, he was like, don't believe everything you read and everything. And
sounds super premeditated as far as like, oh, if I get caught, I'm just going to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, we were wrong. Remember, I think we both were saying, oh, why wouldn't you use like a million different wallets?
Yeah.
It's like, that's what they did.
They did, yeah.
They did that.
Yeah.
That is also kind of wild too when he brought up a forensic accountant. It's like, oh, yeah, that's all it would take.
Yeah.
Just pay someone like that 40, you know, 40 hours of work and they'll show up next week. Like, all right, he put the money here, put the money there. That aspect of it, I wish a forensic accountant would take it over.
Yeah.
And just at least give a detailed picture of like, okay, this is how much they made. This is where they put it.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. That would be an insane follow-up.
Yeah.
But yeah. Seems like the steam behind giving a shit about gambling and all that has definitely died off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, people are talking about it, but, you know, I don't feel like anyone promoting crypto gambling is really in that much hot water anymore. Anyway. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just, you know.
Chilling?
Chilling.
Okay, for sure. I just didn't want to harp on it too much because I can already hear everyone telling us, enough.
Mm-hmm.
Enough crypto.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's totally fair. Nothing really has happened in the past week.
No.
With that shit anyway.
Not at least with crypto.
Yeah.
I tried watching the new Purge.
And?
That I got to that scene, I was dying laughing. Where'd you learn how to use that?
She just dips?
Yeah, she's just like, okay.
Sheesh.
I fell asleep, man.
Did you really?
I mean, I smoked a little bit before, so that's the only reason I brought up the story, is to let you know that I smoke weed.
Okay, sick. Fuck yeah.
So we can move on.
Yeah. No, I remember a time where I smoked weed.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you get high?
Yo, yeah.
I bet I've been higher than you, though.
I mean, I was pretty high. How high were you?
Like really high.
Like how high on a scale of like 1 to 10?
Like 10.
Okay. Yeah, I was a 10 too.
So I was probably like 10.1 then.
Yeah, I mean, if the scale went higher, I would be higher on the scale. But then it doesn't go higher. What?
How high would you be?
Depends how high the scale goes.
If you put a number on it.
Well, let's say 1 to what?
100.
It'd be 100.
Okay. I'd probably be 101 then.
Well, the scale doesn't go that high.
Yeah, but I like tip the scale. That's not really what that phrase means, but that's how high I am right now.
Oh, okay. You're high right now.
Yeah, I'm always high.
Yeah, same. Always. Anyway, so I smoked weed.
That's all this podcast is, a stoner pissing match. Yeah, dude, this Delta variant's kicking my ass. I've been rolling up like every day though.
Yeah.
No big.
Yeah, no, it was like I woke up with a fever and so obviously first thing I do is hit my bubbler like I always do. And as I breathe it out, I cough, right? And I normally cough because I'm smoking pure oil.
But
right? Like Keef.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm smoking like just straight up like the strongest, most concentrated weed you possibly can.
For sure.
Right? And I'm dabbing it.
Yeah.
Right? Taking dabs.
Yeah.
So I finish my dab and I start coughing like I normally do because I'm smoking dabs.
Yeah.
And I realized this cough goes on for a little bit too long, which it normally does because of the dabs that I smoke.
Yeah.
And then I realized it's going on too long, and it was the COVID.
That sucks.
Yeah, so I had the munchies like super bad because I was so high.
Right.
But I couldn't leave the place because I thought I knew I had COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, I've pretty much circumvented coughing and all that. I'm like literally the most progressive stoner on earth. No one knows that though.
Mm.
I've built like essentially a neural network that taps directly into the marijuana leaf with small syringes. So I directly get the THC creation and then I needle it into my arm.
Oh, you shoot up weed?
I shoot up weed.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
All right, you win.
Yeah. And then some days when I'm feeling crazy, like I'll just stick a needle in my lungs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of smoke?
Of THC. It just like, it's like a drip method. It just drips directly into my lungs.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, we got like...
It doesn't
really
work. If you filled your lungs with fluid, you'd be in a... That's pneumonia.
Yeah, you'd die.
But that's why I want weed pneumonia. So like when I do cough it up...
Yeah.
Weed.
It's just weed water.
Yeah. When I spit it out into my bong and light it... Self-feeding system.
So sick. Yeah, dude.
Honestly.
I got a lot of comments of people after I said the guy was injecting heroin into his stomach. They're all like, it was just insulin. The guy was diabetic.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, probably. But this guy was also super fucked up.
I don't know. I just need to knock on wood.
Why?
I don't want to be put on a ventilator.
For what?
Just joking about injecting something into my lungs.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, you're good.
Yeah, I hope so.
If you're vaccinated, you're good.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I can't believe how many fucking people.
Yeah, people are
on the Patreon comments, everything.
Everyone's
on my YouTube video. Just, you can't say anything about vaccination without starting a fucking debate in the comment section.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, why don't you just shut the fuck up about the vaccine?
Yeah, yeah.
I just get really tilted. It's like you can't say anything. Yeah, don't. Oh. Sorry, dude.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry, that came out of nowhere.
Are you good, dude? You good,
dude? No, I'm not. You brought up the vaccine. I'm fucking
pissed. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Whatever, man. We'll move on. We don't have to ruffle any feathers. So anyways, fellow stoners, just want to let you all know, like, I was high.
Yeah.
While watching the New Purge movie.
The New Purge. And you didn't make it through because you were so hyped.
So fucking high. I fell asleep.
I mean, it was, I don't know, it was good.
What was the ending?
What was the ending? I was so high, I don't remember.
Oh, they all go to Mexico. Oh, that's right, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the whole, like, the giant circle on the whole thing is that, like, the guy who's... Exactly, yeah, the dude who's, like, anti-Mexican or anti-immigration or whatever finally, you know, takes, you know, protection and...
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Whoa! So it's like, well, you kind of have to appreciate.
The last two purges, you know? Just adopting bad political angles on shit.
Well, no, it's good because it teaches you that racism is not a good thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
So
through the purge.
Exactly.
Yeah. It would take, that's all it takes is a sheer meltdown of all society and social construct to finally realize... Oh, racism is bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the point of the movie is. It's for people to watch and finish and go, huh, you know, hon, Mexicans aren't that bad. That's what it's for. That's what they want people to do.
And then each installment of the film after is just highlighting a different race of people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Chinese people aren't that bad.
Yeah, you know what? I get it now.
You know the next purge is going to be like some pandemic shit. It's going to be some poor taste pandemic shit.
Yeah.
They're just waiting like a year or two.
Yeah.
In 3 years, oh man, the amount of pandemic concepts, it's just going to, everyone's going to be about it.
Yeah, I know.
And we will watch those movies.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know, man. I do you see that quote from... I forgot what actor was saying it. Like, oh, movies aren't going to be part of kids' lives like they were for us.
How so?
I think it was Matt Damon or something.
Yeah.
I didn't really read his reasoning. But
it's already different. It's already so different. Like, mm-hmm. I think
he talked to his kid for the first time in like 5 years.
Okay.
That's why he's getting all this publicity.
Matt Damon. I mean, I was going to say, like, it already is so different in the way that, like, I mean, this is actually a good segue into the Scarlett Johansson suing Disney for...
Yeah, royalties.
What was the movie? Black Widow,
yeah.
Yeah. They, like, it was in theaters for 2 weeks or something, and then they put it on demand, which is, like, every movie now.
Mm-hmm.
Cruella, Fast 9.
Yep.
Space Jam.
Mm-hmm.
They're all... You can rent it for $20 online. And I think it'll just be like that forever. So there's not going to be like this big movie release, you know, period of two months where everyone goes out and sees it.
Unless it's an A24 film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green Knight is in theaters only right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is?
Green Knight.
What is that?
The Green Knight. It's like a fantasy movie.
Okay.
I forget the premise, but I wanted to go watch it, but I have to go to a theater.
Ah,
bro,
I'm not going to a theater again, dude.
Dog, the at the
that
Purge
fucking shooting.
Yeah,
that shit. Theaters are over, man.
Yeah, there's the new
yeah,
Purge.
two like
young
TikTok
kids.
Yeah, like teens.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them were like, not that that's relevant at all, but I mean, they both had TikTok followings. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
because I think it went like viral on TikTok because people were like, "Holy fuck, I followed these kids." And they went to see The Purge, and this guy shot him.
Brutal.
It's fucking really sad. Two dead in random shooting in Purge movies.
Yep.
At Purge movies, sorry. I'm not going to theaters again.
I just don't get why they don't have metal detectors at theaters at this point.
I know.
Theaters just need security.
I know.
One way in? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
It's because they already don't make any money. They don't want to pay their employees shit. They pay them like $5 to scoop two-day-old popcorn out.
Yeah.
And they use butter that is still from 1970.
Yeah.
That oil butter is crazy.
Yeah. It's cookie butter.
Yeah. Oh. Just burning in a vat and with like, you know, old Bic lighters that they found. Anyway. So yeah, they all flee to Mexico, right?
Yeah.
And then that's the end. And then his daughter's born there. And then that's it.
Yeah. And got then he basically is like a new man. Yeah. It's pretty absurd how like, I don't know, just like tropey it is.
Yeah.
It's still an entertaining, like the violence is entertaining.
No, 100%. He's like, "You don't like me because I'm Mexican." He's like, "This ain't because you're Mexican. I just feel like we shouldn't mix." It's like, that didn't make it better.
I know. He's like, "You know, you stay where you were born and I'll stay where I'm born."
It's like, well, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
It didn't change what the fuck you just said.
You know what I started watching is White Lotus. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, damn. I'll
write that down.
It's a new HBO show. It is bizarre. Fucking bizarre. Because it's one of those shows where nothing really happens.
Uh-huh.
You find out at the very beginning that someone is going to die.
Okay.
Somewhere during the show. Okay. That's the first scene. And then it flips back. So you're watching this whole thing unfold knowing that someone is going to die at some point. But nothing happens. Like, it's just this weird intertwining of like five different storylines of people at this resort in Hawaii.
Okay.
And they all kind of like cross paths every once in a while. But like, it's one of those shows that like makes you so uncomfortable, and it keeps feeling like it's going to build up to something.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It never gives you that release. So you're constantly sitting there, and then the episode ends, and you're like, "Fuck, what?"
That reminds me, man. What was that show? It was kind of similar to Ozark. It had, it was on Netflix, I think. It's kind of similar. It was like some people staying at a vacation home and their brother owned a boating shack.
Bloodline?
Nearby. Yeah, Bloodline.
Yeah, that shit slapped. I loved that show.
So speaking of HBO shows, man, I did it. I did the plunge.
What?
3 episodes, F-Boy Island.
You did?
I took the plunge.
And?
It's like a bad MTV show from the 2000s shot in 4K.
Okay.
You know... The formula is definitely there. That first episode seems so stale, in terms of the pacing, the editing, everything. They have these really bad shoehorned edits. It feels like a YouTube video.
Like, yeah, I hate that.
And they have these awful scripted moments that are supposed to be funny, that they have the contestants like act out, and they insert modern references into it. It just feels so hard, like millennials just trying to fit in with Zoomer somehow. No. It's adapting Zoomer humor for millennials.
Okay.
You know, it's just like millennials will watch that and go, oh my God, I know that TikTok.
Yeah.
Ugh, like, fuck, dude.
Ugh.
We're watching a whole generation of people I wouldn't know because I'm 16,
mm-hmm.
but age themselves like in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nikki Glaser's like trying to do her best, but they have her deliver lines and stuff. Like, whoever's directing this, it's just like, ugh.
Ugh,
she has this moment where people are getting sent off. She goes, like she reads out two guys' names, such and such, you're a nice guy, nice try.
Oh no.
Blah, 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 you're a F boy, F by, get out. So I bring this up because one dude gets eliminated in the first episode or the second episode, and he reads a poem to the girl as kind of like a last ditch.
Good. No, that's always a good thing to do. Yeah. Girls love poetry, especially when it's composed and read by men that are trying to court them.
And for sure, the producers were like, read this. You're probably going to go home tonight, but read this.
Yeah.
And just, man, it just, it feels so bad.
Really?
Because the one
part. I wish we had a clip of that.
The one part that's raw is all the contestants in the back, like all the dudes are like tearing their hair out. They're like, bruh, shut up. No more.
What is the poem like?
Just a poem.
Okay.
It's a bad one.
Like, roses are red.
No.
Violets are blue.
It's definitely sentimental.
I want to eat you out.
No, it's when da-da-da, like, fall to the side, that's where you find love. It's something you read at a wedding.
Okay.
Really rough to hear.
not on F-Boy Island.
Nah. The craziest part.
That's the craziest part, is that they never say fuckboy.
That is so annoying. The whole time, you're just wondering, this is HBO Max. Why is this so PG?
Yeah.
Are you an F-boy? Are you an F-boy?
It's HBO. Isn't that the point?
Yeah. You're a fuck boy, man.
Yeah.
And
or fart boy.
Yeah, fart boy. Fart boy island.
So I just had some enchiladas.
Dude.
Oh, man, dude. I feel it in my stomach, man.
Sorry. I just have to say, this last bit is, it's so overproduced. In the most annoying way.
Okay.
They don't do it like Love Island, where the 4K shots accent the drama and it's used to highlight character development or whatever. It's like 4K camera dolly left of this girl eating yogurt. Oh. And then dolly right. It's like, so girls, what are you feeling today? And then just up in your face, 4K, like, you know, whatever. It's, oh man, it's just so try hard. It's trying as hard as we were trying to make fun of Dana White.
Yeah, that wasn't funny. We were just repeating what he was saying.
Yeah. And the girls as well, like only one of them really has personality. There's one guy on there who's like self-proclaimed Bitcoin investor.
Okay.
I really want to know what that means.
Yeah.
What? When you say
it's,
Bitcoin
it's funny
investor,
because
man,
so many people are now.
Yeah.
It's not really like, that's kind of like saying, like, yeah, I'm a Roth IRA investor.
Yeah.
It's like most people are.
Yeah. Bitcoin is definitely the modern, I think that's the modern pyramid scheme.
Bitcoin?
And crypto.
Okay.
I think that's the modern pyramid scheme.
Okay.
In that it's kind of legit, but like the amount of people that got there playing, like, quote, the right way, I feel is starting to be overshadowed by the bad people.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that that's not a career. Like day trading is a career.
Yeah.
But like stock investor is not a career.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I opened
I mean, I guess it is.
What do you do for work? I opened a Roth 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And I live off the interest. Cool. Whose money is that? Oh, my dad's. Oh.
Word.
So you're a dad's money investor.
I'm an interest collector.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're not trading Bitcoin and then just like cashing out for the day, being like, cool, I'm going to buy lunch.
Yeah.
Like, you have to leave it in there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really day trade Bitcoin. I mean, I guess you could, but.
Watch this guy have like a 600 coin portfolio.
Yeah.
Oh, I have 1,000 Bitcoins. Oh, well, fuck us then.
Yeah, I'm a trust fund user. I'm a trust fund spender. That's what I do.
What was dark was him and this other dude. They immediately used their childhood stories to like, quote, be vulnerable in the first conversation. You know, like one of them's like, I was adopted with my sister. Another one, you know, my mom, single parent. I was raised alone. And one of the dudes goes, yeah, he's like, once they buy in, that's when I know. Like, I got them. Like, she can't, you know, she can't turn away from me now. It's like, that's fucked up.
Oh, so he's using like the heart-wrenching story to get in her pants or what?
Essentially, yeah, to manipulate
her. So that guy is an F-boy then?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
No, I was blown away that someone would be so comfortable representing themselves that way.
Yeah.
Then I remember, oh yeah, this is like a bad MTV show.
So, but it's like, what's the point of the show? Is that they have to figure out who is
the three girls the
guys?
They have to figure out who the F-boys are.
Okay.
And like find love or like there's a cash prize.
And do you know who the nice guys are and who the F-boys are?
You know who some of them are.
Okay.
You could with deductive reasoning or some of them, they like proclaim it to the talking head interview.
Gotcha.
But that's the other part is this, like the types of guys are, it's so obvious who is not an asshole.
Yeah.
There's no mystery. Okay. It's not like when you find out some guy's F-boy, you're like, it's like, yeah. In the first interaction, he's like, maybe we could sleep in the same bed.
You're like, okay. Yep, yeah. F boy.
And then the nice guys are
dude,
all
I'd
like,
love to smell your pussy sometime.
Yeah. Okay. Then it cuts to
F boy.
I think he might be an F boy.
Yeah.
He's got F boy written all over him.
Yo, I'd love to fuck you and the other two girls on the same day. So if you would be cool with that, let me know. Yeah, I don't know if his intentions are pure. Doesn't really seem like it.
It's like on The Bachelor when there's the one girl who's a pure psycho and every girl in the house goes, she's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like she might not be here for the right reasons. It's just mind-numbing, man. But the fact that it's so overproduced, you can't even enjoy it because you're just thinking, oh, the producers are just affecting all of this.
Yeah.
So
I hate that. I hate over-editing. That's what I like about Love Island is that like it's shot really nice, but they don't do those reality TV show cuts where they're basically creating a different conversation than the one they're actually having.
Yeah, like when they're like, so what do you do
I like
work?
Strawberries. And you're like,
what do you do for work?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Bitcoin investor.
Love Island does do that though.
Sometimes.
I meant like the conversation cuts. I hate those.
Yeah.
You know, when they like cut to a laugh way too fast and you're like, that clearly did not happen there. Like you just totally fabricated that conversation.
Yeah. I mean, either way, the thing I loved is like they made this big push to obviously compete with all the island shows.
Yeah.
And they made the worst one. The only island show that's close to Love Island is Temptation Island because that is fucked up.
Yeah.
Here, look at this iPad. Watch your girl get nailed by someone else.
That's like one long Casa Amor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suffered through all three.
Yeah, my parents keep telling me to watch that.
They're season,
like, dude,
watch,
it's an incredible show.
Watch season two. Season two will like make your heart fall in your nutsack.
Okay.
It feels bad.
Okay.
Like, and it's like... That's how it is when you're...
That's how it feels?
That's how it feels.
Nice.
Like, I'm going to sit down for this tea.
Thunk.
Okay. Straight away.
Yeah?
Straight away. Yeah.
I'll check it out for sure.
So this is like the tea.
I love movie. Obvious fuckboy, though. That's really funny.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, obvious. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I never had a mom. Okay.
No. I hate my mom.
Okay. Well.
Our boy right here.
Yeah.
I wonder how he treats women.
Yeah.
With love and respect, when I'm in their guts.
Yeah, I play lacrosse.
Here we go.
Yeah. What? Oh, no, water polo. Okay.
Dude, they have this bad meme as well that they edit over where it's a big warning sign and it says, it's like, they like use it as a joke to highlight that this dude's a club promoter.
Okay.
I'd be like, if he's a club promoter, he's definitely an FY. And it like cuts it over and you're just like, I guess the final thing I'll say is it feels like a show that was shot. And then at the end of it, they're like, how do we make this a show?
Okay.
Like, it's just random footage. And they're like, there's a story here, right? It's just, it's so chaotic and not interesting.
That's good.
They had this water balloon fight that has no meaning. There's no points. There's no point to winning. Nikki Glaser just sits back from this awkward static angle. It's like she wasn't even there. She just goes, stop. And then they stop playing. And then they're like, this team won. How?
What did they win?
One of them got like a special alone time with someone. It's just like a non-existent prize. It's because the other part is like they have like these like VIP bands to like spend special time, but then dudes just walk up and go, "Hey, dude, you mind if I borrow her for a chat?"
Dude, we got to make a reality show where there's no point, nothing happens, there's no goal.
Yeah.
Constantly the characters are just like, why are we here?
Yeah.
And we have to just be like, all right, today we're doing this, you know, like the potato sack race. And they're like, okay.
And then
they win and they cheer and there's no prize.
Yeah. You won.
You won. Congrats, guys. Yeah.
Back into the hole.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
It just goes on for like 3 years.
Yeah, it's just it's like Survivor day one. It's like Survivor months 1 through 6, and then start The Bachelor on month 7. So we're all gonna put you in suits, and she likes the idea of getting married. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then it's American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. Yeah. For the last for the start of the next year. Then it's Real World for the next six months after that.
This sounds like influencer daycare.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we just want to imprison 20 millennials.
Yeah. And just film them.
A vague hope.
All right, you won immunity this week, but no one ever gets voted off. They're like, what's it from? Immunity from what?
Just immunity.
Immunity. Congrats. You're immune.
No, fucking. All right, guys. After 6 weeks, the public has voted. You guys are chosen.
Congrats, and we'll see you next week.
Wait, chosen for what? And then the theme music's just rolling, and then the credits.
Chosen for what?
Wait, you didn't tell us what we were chosen for. You've been chosen. Tune in next week to see who the public choose. Choose for what? Why us?
Because you're the chosen ones.
It's so dark.
That's why they chose you.
If they're in there long enough, you con
them. Please tell us!
You con them for a year. Then at the end of the year, you've been chosen. Wait, what the fuck?
We get to leave? Maybe.
Just let them wallow for another year. They're the only ones that were ever chosen. They start going insane. I think they're going to kill us. I think they're going to send us over the island edge. God damn, dude.
Are you ready for Casa More? And they just move to another house.
Yeah. Why do we go to this house?
It's the same. Why is it? It's exactly the same.
No, it's different. So you're going to spend the next 6 months here and someone will be chosen. Okay. Someone. I'm not going to say who. Yeah, bro. We got to do it. Reality show with no point. Oh, and then the talking head interviews just get progressively more depressing. I've been here for like 4 years.
I'm hearing voices in my head.
I don't know if my parents are alive anymore.
Was anything before this real?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what's in the food. Yeah. I think there's stuff in the food.
Yeah.
And I'm going insane. Damn, bro. Entrapment, the series. That's not entrapment. That's just prisoner. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. That's like, what was that fucking movie? The one they made an American version of it? It was a Japanese movie, right? Where the guy gets the room? The room? No, not the room. That's the old
ten
old
things
boy.
I hate about you.
Old
ten things
boy.
I hate about you. 10 things I hate about you. What?
No, yeah, yeah.
That's 10 things I hate about you.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah,
old boy. That's what it was called, right?
Mm.
That's a good ass movie. The original.
We're just.
I don't know if I saw the American version.
We're just trying to prep everyone with the list before the second lockdown hits.
Yeah, exactly. Second lockdown.
Oh yeah!
Not ready.
Ready? Yeah. Oh, I didn't do that.
I'm just waiting to see if you're gonna cut me off prematurely.
Second lockdown. Second lockdown.
We need a Woke Kenny on here or something like that.
Woke Kenny. I'm already entered into my second lockdown. I just got married. I just got married. That's the bit. I got married.
See you guys in the bone zone.
See you guys in the bone zone.